It's Friday, January 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Baltimore wants to pass a new law regulating ransomware. The why matters. And Apple's purchase tells us about their AR strategy. This is the Business of Tech. Baltimore City has put forth legislation to make it a crime to possess ransomware with the intent to use it. This comes in response to the ransomware attack that took down government computers last year. While we're on security, a security researcher has already demonstrated how to exploit the critical vulnerability that was discovered by the NSA and fixed by Microsoft this week. His example? A perfect Rickroll playing on GitHub and NSA.gov. That didn't take long. So why do we care? I spotted the Baltimore article on LinkedIn with a discussion of solution providers who called for accountability and proper security protections as the proper response. I say you're both wrong and right. You're right to call for accountability around security and for a call and effort to properly lock down and manage systems. 100%, I'm with you. Municipalities should have a basic risk mitigation plan, and they should be testing it regularly, and there should be accountability within these organizations. And by the way, there's a solution provider opportunity. But you're also wrong to be dismissive of this effort. First, it's an and, not an or. We can move to recognize the danger of these tools and regulate them. NATO has declared cyber the same as physical as a threat space. New Orleans just used the state of emergency declaration mechanism to assist with a cyber attack, now reported with costs of $7 million. It's entirely logical to see governments move to take these offensive weapons and try and regulate them. Additionally, the classification of the crime does matter when you're looking at damages or how to use emergency funds when required. As for the vulnerability, I stand by my prediction from earlier this week. Less than 200 days from now, we will see a serious, widespread incident in the wild leveraging this exploit, because this patch will not be rolled out everywhere. It took researchers less than 24 hours to show off the exploit. The patch is out. And well played on the Rickroll. That's always a classic. Apple has acquired Xnor AI, a startup specializing in low-power, edge-based artificial intelligence tools. One of the products the company has produced is a computer vision tool used to identify objects, which works on low-power devices rather than the cloud. The company also has a self-service platform for developers to drop AI-centric code and libraries into device-centric apps. So why do we care? Regular listeners know I'm dismissive of VR, as the Oculus Go collecting dust next to my Virtual Boy is a testament to. But I'm much more interested in augmented reality. AR has some significant opportunities. The Xnor AI technology not only offers AR, but moves the processing to the edge device, which is key to Apple's privacy initiatives too. Moving the compute to the edge speeds it up and makes it more private. Wins on both. There are several new form factors being discussed this week in this space as well, with stories about AR in contact lenses and in smart hearables to be used in the ear. The opportunity here is to find and leverage new AR capabilities. Examples on the iOS platform are IKEA's Place or American Airlines' in-terminal navigation. The phone seems like the logical place for this to be happening, as it's simple and widely used. And thus, here's the opportunity. The tools are out there, it's just a matter of putting them together. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Made sure that this didn't go long today, so I went a touch shorter than some of the episodes, but I think some of you binge listeners may be happy it averaged out the way it should. Thanks for listening, have a great weekend, and talk to you on Monday.